Anybody that refers to Avraham Avinu with the name Avram, Oiver Be'ese, is Oiver on a mitzvah saseh. That's what it sounds like. Ese means he's Oiver on a saseh. Shenemar, since the pasuk says, V'hoya Shimcha Avraham. And your name should be Avraham. So the pasuk is saying, it's a mitzvah saseh that the name that Avraham Avinu is referred to is Avraham, not Avram. Then the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yezer says, Oiver Belav. He's Oiver on a lav. Shenemar, V'lo yikore oides Shimcha Avram. Your name should not anymore be Avram. So it says, V'lo yikore. V'lo is a lav. So the question is, two questions. Number one, why do none of the main mitzvahs count it as a mitzvah? Yes, why isn't it counted as one of the mitzvahs asays, or as a lav? And number two, why isn't this brought in the Rambam as a halacha, in the Torah, Shulchan Aruch? Why do they not quote this as a real, actual halacha, that you're not allowed to refer to Avraham, Avraham, with the name Avraham? Ben Ishchai says that maybe this whole thing is only during the lifetime of Avraham Avinu. But what's going to happen after Tchiyas HaMeisim? After Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Isser will come back. Because you'll be referring to Avraham Avinu and Tchiyas HaMeisim, you'll be referring to Avraham Avinu directly. So Enoch Hanami, the Isser, today doesn't apply anymore. But, and that's why it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned, no one counted as a mitzvah. But after Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Isser will be applicable again.